So what was it, Andrew, that first your interest in Scots in you? Where did that come from?
Well, I've always been interested in languages because, and you know, that's shown because I'm doing advanced French. I want to continue that to university, and part of it was because of the history between Scotland and France, right? Mm. And you know, the old alliance and things like that.
Aye.
And how, you know, back then we would have spoke Scots, the French would have, you know, they still speak French, you know. Mm-hmm. And how that interaction was there. But then, you know, the more you look into it, well, it seems to be invisible. You know it's there, but mm-hmm. Scots seems invisible, right? And it's all around you, but it's just, you can't see it, you know. And it made me think, like, well, where is it, right? Where's the Scots, right? Because people speak it, but where is it? And then I started thinking about my upbringing and things like that, and then, you know, I was like, well, this seems strange. I was like, is it actually a language? It's like, oh, it is a language, okay, right? Mm-hmm. Looking at this further, it's a recognised language, so there's more to it than just people speaking like working class folk, you know. Mm-hmm. They're actually speaking a different language. So I looked into that for it, and then that's when my interest came, and that's when I went and started, you know, doing my project and things. It's like, well, this is a language, it is recognised, why is it still invisible, you know? Mm-hmm. Why am I not seeing this everywhere? Why can't I speak it, right? This is the language that people around me can speak, that I can understand. Mm-hmm. Why can't I speak it and write it? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, I should be able to speak it and write it. Let's find out why I can't, you know? Mm-hmm.
Have you had muckle about Scots through the school in your own lifetime? Is it something that's changed in your lifetime? Did you start out with nothing and now there's something, or has it generally been nothing at all?
At primary school, none of the lessons had any Scots in them, but we would always have to do projects or topics and things like that, and obviously every time came into Burns Night, mm-hmm. massive emphasis on Scots for a week, mm-hmm. and then, of course, it went away, St Andrew's Day comes along, a week on Scots, it goes away again, you know. So,
what do you think the reason for that was?
I think it's partly like we're Scottish, but part time, you know. Mm. We're part time Scots speakers, and we want to pretend that, you know, we've got it all sussed out, but realistically, we don't have the patience, we don't have the time, we don't have the effort to actually have a go at this and just make it standard, you know.
Do you think that's mostly down to the teachers, or is that who pupils feel they're not?
I don't really think pupils, especially at that age, at primary school, I don't think pupils really care. Mm-hmm. Not about learning language, but just, I don't think they have an opinion on it.
Right.
I think that if they were taught it, they'd embrace it. If they weren't taught it, I don't think they'd care less. Mm-hmm. Similarly, like with, obviously I study French, I know that French is very hard to pick up when you do it at secondary school, mm-hmm. and other countries that teach it early on do very well in it, you know, mm-hmm. or in any foreign language. And I think that part of the problem is that the UK in general is bad at learning languages, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever they are, whether, you know, they're domestic or foreign, right? We're bad at it. The education system doesn't support that kind of learning, mm-hmm. or not in the right way at the right time. And so unless language teaching in general was overhauled, I don't think the just introducing Scots will make a difference, because I think it's every language. It's not, you know, obviously Scots is in a vulnerable position, mm-hmm. but French and German, you know, Spanish, the skills aren't there, right? Not in a plentiful supply, because the education system doesn't support language mm-hmm. learning, so especially one that's considered, you know, poor and stupid and downgraded, and so there's no support for that in the education system, mm-hmm. or not that I experienced anyway.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Scots should be used more in, say, business or formal settings?
I'd like to think so, but I don't think that it'd be very practical, because I think, because the world is so kind of globalised, it's so interconnected, that realistically, you know, English is a business language, and people would still be able to speak English. But I think it would put people off doing business with someone who's going to come in and speak in Scots at you or something. I think it would put people off. And I'd like to think that you could, you know, the bosses and things, if it was a Scottish company, the bosses and the managers and things would be able to use that within the company.
Aye.
Obviously, I don't think there's any place for it internationally. But I think if they're going to use... I think it would be inconvenient for them to use their internal things in Scots and their international things in English, I think, would be too impractical for them. And I don't think it'll happen. I think it would be nice, but I don't think, realistically, I don't think in high-up business it will make a comeback.
Are there any particular things you would like to see happening for Scots in the years to come?
I like signs in Scots, because I think it would look cooler.
You mean like trains?
Yeah, trains. If you know, a place is slightly different called, or, you know, instructions, like, you know, when, I don't know, if you're going about and there's signs telling you how to do something or whatever, you know, information leaflets, that kind of thing, you know, and tourist attractions, why not, you know, just use that, and people would just, it would become more acceptable, right? Whether people use it or not, still going to be their choice, right? But like I said, I could understand what you're saying, but I couldn't speak it. I think most people would be able to understand it, whether, you know, they were raised speaking Scots or hearing Scots. I think they would still be able to suss it out, you know. And if they couldn't, there'd be an English one there anyway, you know. So I think it needs just more public exposure, you know. We need people to start using it all the time, because we're not at that stage yet. I don't think you can just jump to that. But like, you never see it, not really, you know, or I never see it. You guys probably see a lot more because you're looking for it. But if you're just going about, you never really see Scots, especially written Scots. A lot of it's just you hear it. You never really see written Scots unless it's that kind of upper middle class literature, you know, the poetry, which doesn't engage most people. I mean, I'm all for learning Scots, but I'm not going to sit and read literature and poetry in Scots, because I wouldn't sit and read literature and poetry in English or French, you know, unless I had a particular interest in it. So I think just common use, rather than, it's kind of in this like elite little circle where Scots is written, but it's not used written everywhere else, you know. It needs to be.
Do you think that would make a difference for folk to see it used?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I kind of feel like if the language is never written down, then it's going to be invisible, right? And it's not written down enough, I don't think. It's spoken a lot, you know, different varieties, different, you know, amounts. Spoken a lot, and that's why I can understand it, but I never see it written. The first time I actually just see normal things written in Scots was actually on your website, right? And I could still understand it, right? But I'm not used to it, right? And it kind of freaked my brain out a little bit. It's like, oh, God, I've got to read Scots, you know? And you never see that, like, unless it's this kind of elitist literature and poetry, which is far too exclusive. It doesn't engage with people.
Well, Moni, thank Andrew for speaking to the Scots Science Centre. Cheers.